This the Black Powder Podcast. Kick up your feet, lean on your armrest, right, and get your mind blessed on this conquest. Hold a grip like a 12th gauge. Let this moment kick. Black people moving and having some gun ownership. I carry weight, not to keep the camera safe. It's thinking about you, my kids and my parents' faces. The big topics they don't wanna involve us. Think we're novice, but now we're moving hard with revolvers. This the Black Powder Podcast. Let's get it started. Yeah.
Primer's hit, the powder's lit. This is the Black Powder Podcast, where we chamber the narrative, light the message, and stay on target. Exploring firearms, culture, and community with the unique perspective of black gun ownership. The Second Amendment is for all, but here we aim to redefine the narrative of black society in the Second Amendment space and terraform the landscape of firearm communities with purpose and power. As always, if you have questions, comments, or would like to be featured on the show, please reach out to blackpowderpodcast@gmail.com and search for us on all popular social media sites such as Facebook, Instagram, Reddit, and more. If you're looking for past episodes, please find us on Spotify, Amazon Music, Audible, and more. Shout out to the supporters: Tactician Fragrances, Tardigrade Industry, Gun Club Radio, Hot Brass Clothing Company, and many more listed below in the information.
Wow.
Didn't even think of it, right? So, it does come down to the numbers. It's like, well, money talks, right? So how do we save money with this? And you can 100% save money with it. Matter of fact, if you gave me $1 billion to outfit your entire army with this being a standard issued item, essentially in a conflict, you're going to save that much money or more, right? Like 12 times, right, in a sense, just based on those studies.
So. Yeah, and just hearing that, it kind of reminds me of a coworker I had a couple of years ago. I think he went overseas to Afghanistan, and when he came back, he had that, like you said, ocular injury, and he was stuck with a glass eye. Crazy. Just to try, yeah, and to think that if like there was something like this,
yep,
around when he went, I mean, it probably could have saved his eye. It definitely probably could have saved his eye.
Yeah,
this definitely gonna make a difference, man. And
like I said, I keep saying I hope so, but you have to understand, I've been on this journey like since 2017, mm-hmm, and it's just sometimes it feels like you're yelling at a wall, you know, don't jump off the bridge or whatever. You know, it's just, it feels like you're trying to communicate something and educate. So I'm more in the education business than I am in the protective products business, it seems like, because I have to get through to people and educate. Some see it right off, like yourself, you saw it right off. You see it immediately. Other people, right, it's a little bit of more information to figure out, well, who cares? It's just a goggle. No, it's not just a goggle. It's something way better. Just a goggle.
Yeah, I can definitely understand that. I've heard that from other creators in the past that were like military. So I watch the Sean Ryan show every now and then, and there's a couple of episodes where the people he were interviewing said the exact same thing. It's like, hey, 2 + 2 = 4, and everybody's going to benefit.
Right.
But why?
Right. Why? Why? Who cares? Yeah. Ralph. Your tax dollars should care. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. I mean, because essentially, like, if you're making, for lack of a better description, the Toyota of eyewear, where it's going to take a licking, you pick it up, dust it off, and put it back on, and it still works. Not only does that save you money in the future, but that saves you a lot from having, you know, you could go buy the upgrade to it. Yeah. You know, you could have like the Cellus X2 or X2, whatever you want to call it.
Oh, sure.
You know, it gives you better options.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think even the savings as well is that most eyewear, it scratches so bad. And that's one of the objectives, yeah, with the government contract, was to increase the scratch resistance. And I can say we killed that, because most polycarbonate is about a 3 or 4 on the Mohs scale. You know, Mohs is where you take a hardness of an object, and mm-hmm, ours is a nine on the Mohs scale. So we've crushed that, which translates to, you'll see the soldiers wearing the helmets with a sock covering their goggle. And that's actually an issued item, the sock covering your goggle, because they'll scratch, and just a little, right, dust particle will scratch it. You start wearing them, you get maybe 2 weeks out of them, and you got to replace them because they scratch so bad you can't see through them. So with these, zero scratch. I could take a sandblaster to them, they won't scratch. So this, the longevity life of the product is there. So instead of buying six pairs per deployment, you're buying two. So
Right.
it's actually cheaper and better for you to buy these than it would be to buy what's out there now.
Right. And like you said earlier, it takes a diamond just to try and cut a diamond tip just to try and cut through it.
Yep.
So
It's pretty resilient. So it's needed though. Like I mean, it's absolutely needed with all the advancements we've had in body armor. This is one thing that's just been left untouched. And it's probably, to me, one of the most important things, because if you can't see, you can't fight. And this soft little tissue, it's so soft. Your eyes are this soft tissue. So we're protecting your head very well. We're protecting your chest and stuff very well. Just, but the eyes get left out because nothing's come along or nobody's wanted to solve it. Not sure what the issue was, but it just kind of landed in my lap and I said, I'm going to take care of it.
And I'll be honest with you, just as a regular civilian, I mean, hearing about the scratch resistant stuff, I'm, Captain Four Eyes over here. I'm like, God, I wish I could have that on my glasses. Because I bought a pair of Oakley's glasses, right? And I like that brand because when I was doing hard physical labor, I would buy like the cheap stuff from Walmart. It would crack. It wouldn't even last like a good 2 weeks. Oakley was the only one that would survive. So since then, I was buying glasses because of it. But even with all the fancy, super expensive clear coat transition, non-scratch, blah, 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 whatever you want to put on it still would scratch, it still would peel, and I'd still have issues. So that alone for me, like, dude, if I was in the field and I wore glasses, I'll take 10.
And you saying you got four eyes going on. If you look at, I don't have the, it's in my bag, but if you look at the back of that postcard, it shows you that insert. So rather than reinvent the wheel, that's actually revisions insert, and that's in the mil spec. So we said, why would we reinvent that when it's already in the mil spec? That's something we don't have to address, but we want people to be able to, if they wear glasses, use these. So Revision was kind enough to allow, obviously it's public information because it was paid for by the military. But we were able to implement that into this goggle. So now you could pop that in and you've got your prescription to be able to actually see.
I'm guessing kind of like that little white outline frame over here.
Yep, just a
I
tiny
was
little
reading.
insert go pops in. You take it to your optometrist, you get the prescription of your glasses, and then you just plug it in and you're good to go.
Nice.
So, I mean, this has massive implication in industrial places as well. So your oil rigs, your mining operations, any of that type of stuff. This definitely has
Definitely, yeah.
huge, huge markets for that too. So we recognize that. It's just I am a tiny micro company, but I think as we go along, we'll make them available for that as well.
I mean, this next question is kind of a moot point because, I mean, everything that you've been saying about your products, there's like a lot of pride behind it, but
Much.
let's go ahead and shoot at it anyway. What about your products gives you a sense of pride in every piece that's sold?
And just the accomplishment of what they are and getting to this point. And so we haven't sold a whole lot at this time, nothing other than this is on the market now and you can buy them. But I haven't really been pushing the advertising to it. It's a hard niche one to find. The goggles are still being noodled inside the molds, but it's right there. And I'm just happy that our government recognized that this is pretty cool and wanted a development process with that. So that's kind of what stalled me from going into the marketplace so fast was because we've been so busy trying to make this eyewear that's hopefully going to change the future. And that's what even they say is that this effort could change the future of military eyewear. And I don't see why it can. It's just too many positives to it. That would make it super legit. So,
Yeah, definitely. That sounds like it. So just talking to a wall alone, trying to get the wall to understand what's going on, seems like it's a challenge. What would be some of the other challenges you might face when creating gear designed to last?
well, I think it's different gear, and some of it is disruptive. The glasses are certainly disruptive technology. So when you look at the spectrum of the market for eyewear, let's take 20% of that market, and it's military eyewear. So anything being sold within that 20% is all military. So if something like this comes out and they say, well, there's no reason to even wear this anymore, we're going to adopt this. That is a massive chunk out of an apple of the market. And a lot of companies have products into that 20% space, which if that disappears, it's not going to make them happy. So either I'm going to get a buyout offer, so I go away, so I stop disrupting the market. I get played with because larger companies would be able to just throw mud at a wall, see what sticks, and I have limited resources to be able to fight that. Or I just successfully do it and buy them out. I don't know. Whatever the case is, right?
It could happen,
It could
just
happen. Yeah, it's so that's the, I guess the scary part about having such a disruptive technology is you don't know how other markets are going to, or other companies are going to respond to that. So
yeah.
jury's out.
I got faith in it. Seems like it's kind of like a 6 hour Glock situation where, for the longest time Glock was the chosen military sidearm, and all of a sudden Sig comes along and like, hey, check this out. And you got the spear, and I think there's a military version of the 320 and a 365. So
Yeah, the P320.
yeah, I'm trying to build one of those right now, and I don't know, because
Yeah.
hearing the stories about the deadly discharges and everything, I might just be a range toy at this point. I don't know yet.
No, it's definitely happening. A fellow colleague of mine was shot in the leg up here with one. So, yeah, in his holster went off. And it's happening quite a bit, I guess. So, yikes.
Might have to do Israeli carry. I don't know. That might be the safest way. If it's an EDC, but
know.
have there been any memorable stories from customers who have purchased your gear?
No, not really. Nothing, because like I said, everything's been focused on getting the contract out there. The mandible, the mask, it was just released like a month ago, so I haven't really been pushing anything.
I know you talked about wishing that you had like some sort of mirror whenever you had to go into the warehouse, and also your childhood involved with the hard hat. Do you have any memories from any other memories from your experience that led you to come up with any of your products?
Nothing that I can think of. Obviously, it's you do one thing and it can snowball into something else. So the mask thing's always inspired me. I just like the headgear. I think it's badass, and if I can make the best headgear, then I'm gonna do it. And what gives me the advantage is the eyewear, that solution. So that translates into that. It could translate into aerospace stuff. It's just a solution that is so simple and so stupid, but it can translate into colonization efforts. So if we're starting to colonize Mars and we have windows that we need to use, and we can make them thinner and lighter and portable even because of the way that it's assembled. So you could be putting these components inside of tube sets and putting them on ships and shipping them rather than having massive pains. So there's applications. So obviously, this stuff has to be vetted out and R&D'd. But I'm looking forward to it. I think it's fun. I actually have an idea for a process on how to build the substrate by myself using a different procedure, and I'm not going to talk about it because it's don't even know if I could patent it. I'd have to try it first, and it's going to take a little bit of capital to try it, probably a couple hundred thousand just to try it. But if it does work, that's changing the game significantly. That would become a multi-billion dollar industry in itself. So stand by.
Got my ticket punched. I'm ready.
Yeah.
I think you just pretty much answered the next question about are there any mind-blowing projects in the making or close to production you're looking forward to releasing? But you just got done saying it could be used
There's
in
one. There's a few more. There's a few more out
who?
there. One of them, I'd have to check the status. The patents. Actually, I did have a provisional put on that. So I can kind of, I've got a mock-up of it. I will show it to you. This is kind of neat. You tell me what you think. And there's this one. Okay, so there's a provisional on this, so I can show it off to you. Like, what the hell is that, right?
I'm not gonna lie. At first, I was looking at it like it was
Yeah.
oh God, what do you call it? A tourniquet, but because of the
No,
colors.
I think it's even better. All right. Here's the scenario. According to NHTSA, National Highway Safety, there's 10,000 vehicles that go submerged every year. Submerged means goes in the water. Now, if you know
Right.
anything about a vehicle that goes in the water, you can't do anything until it equilibrizes. So you couldn't even open the door or break the window unless it's full of water, which can set panic and people drown. So what this is, it's called the safety breath. It was called the safety breath. I changed the name to beset. So it's like being attacked from all fronts is what beset means. And what it is a safety device. So you have a window break, right? And a flashlight. So it automatically turns on, a seatbelt cutter. But the most important thing you have is inside of this, you have an O2 deliverable device. So now you can have, boom, O2, because O2 you can breathe, just you don't want to breathe
Right.
a lot of it, but it gives you time to hold your breath longer. And you get about six breaths out of this. So the minute you crank that up, boom, it's activated. You have a button here, and I've engineered it so that your fingers touch the raised edge areas, your thumb would come over the cap, and then this fits nicely in your palm. So then it would just be your orifice here with the air pressure release. So you could take a breath, relax, smash your window, cut your seatbelt, get out of my vehicle. Or it's even good for having confined spaces. So if you're in a confined space that doesn't require even respiration, but if something did leak, you'd die. And that actually happened, I want to say, in Georgia. I want to say in Huntsville or near Huntsville, two guys was a chlorine break, and they couldn't get away from it fast enough, and they died.
Oh,
So can you imagine
wow.
just having this on your belt, where you, holy crap, boom! Now you can breathe while you're running or getting the hell out of there and not breathing in any harmful substances. So you'd have a
Right.
tiny little device that gives you
Especially,
keeps divers,
that's
divers.
cool.
Even a diver, you have a secondary device. You don't even need, it's just on your vest, like a fire extinguisher. Fire extinguishers are everywhere. How many of them get used? It's less than 1%, less than one
Right.
tenth of a percent. But you'd have it, so it's an emergency oxygen piece. You run out of air. That's just a couple quick breaths, and you're good to go. Yeah, so that's one of my future products I hope to get working on. It's all designed, it's drawn. The facility's all set to do it. It's just the funding right now to pull the trigger and get them going. So.
I could definitely see me myself buying that for my mom because just
My
and she
kid.
gets yeah kids especially and being her son and she's single so I just you tend to
Right.
worry about your parents a whole lot
Sure.
and her living by herself and her driving by herself so on and so forth. God forbid something like that happens to her.
Right.
Like you said, the average person doesn't have a way to get out of the car. What I really like about that is the fact that you put a flashlight on it, because
Yes.
one of the biggest issues is when the car goes into the water and you're trying to find a way out, you don't know if you're up, down, left, right. So that flashlight definitely helps you orient yourself.
Which, yeah, for sure. And it's like I said, it's just a simple compact unit. So I think it's a winner, but we'll have to get them made. So get them made, get them to the market.
You keep showing me this stuff, I'm gonna have to win the lottery or something, because I'm like, I
I
want that, I
know.
want that.
I want that.
All right.
Yeah,
Dude.
there's some other things playing around with, but it's fun.
Creator's mind always stays busy.
It does. Yeah.
So let's move on to the fragrances.
Absolutely. Fragrances.
I'm
You
not gonna
got the
lie,
fragrance.
huh?
Did you get the fragrances? You can speak to it now. That's why I wanted to kind of wait until you had them, because I wanted to give you some time to really look them over and give it to me straight. So.
I'm not gonna lie. As soon as I saw these, because I don't know why. Earlier this year, I was like, I need a fragrance.
Yeah.
I don't want something that smells like too peachy or too sweet or but I wanted something that smelled, well, for lack of a better description, masculine.
Yep.
Lo and behold, Facebook does best. Like, hey, check
Yeah.
this out.
Yes.
So as soon as I saw the ad, we. Because I honestly, I didn't expect you to reach out to me, because normally you just like somebody's Instagram page or Facebook page, and then like a robot answers, thank you very much for liking my
Right.
page.
Right.
go to this link. Lo and behold, I'm meeting the actual person, and here we are now. And I could not contain my excitement, so I went ahead and I placed the order. And
it.
I have no problem supporting business, especially if it's something that I'm interested in. And that's why we're here right now. We've got the muzzle, or excuse me, the brake,
Yeah.
the 50 cent, which I took the Glover off,
Yep.
the hush,
Hush. Yeah.
and the redacted one. I don't know if I could show it.
You can show it. It's fine. It
Okay.
was originally called Bang, and I just didn't, I mean, didn't really like the setup for it. It just felt a little cheap. And obviously you're paying for the scent to it, but the bottle to me, I was like, I could do better on this bottle. And I went and started and I re-engineered the whole thing. And the big kicker was is using that real spoon. So that, and you can, if you've got, I think
Yeah.
you, yeah, you got what
Got
I mean.
it right
If you look
here.
at yours, it says Fuse on it. I was going back and forth with the name. So I opted for Frag instead of Fuse, but it was just, a thing, but what you have is pretty close. It's this actual scent. It's an actual parfum. It's 30 millimeters of a parfum, which they're expensive. Parfums are stupid expensive. So for 69, you're going to get this one, which looks just now like a complete flat M84 flashbang. And that metal spoon is an ITAR controlled item, so I can't sell it outside of the US. But it gives it that classy appearance, which that's what I wanted, was to give it the actual appearance. And this is solid now. So I'm happy with it. I'm very happy with it. And the last piece I'm doing with it is building an actual wooden box for it. So like if you look at a wood grenade box, how they have like the raised 2x4s and they're, yeah. So I'm actually going to build a wooden box that it sits in, and then it's shrink wrap, but you'll have this box that says frag, all the graphic-y stuff to it, burned in the wood. But it's a grenade box with a little latch even and hinges. Little like a jewelry, think of a jewelry box, but for the 2A community. That's what we've been doing. A little jewelry box,
Basically, there you
yeah,
go.
that holds your fragrance frag grenade in it that smells lovely.
Don't know why. I was thinking if I bought a bulk order of the 50 cent, you could just put in
Yeah.
like a ammo can or something,
Right.
but
So I'll
it,
yeah. So I'll get into like you said, what inspired me to try to do this was we.
Right.
It was just happened to be shopping. My wife likes to shop, and I don't mind going with her. I think it's great. And we went to the grocery store real quick, and we were going down the aisle of coffee, and I saw the Black Rifle coffee actually at like the grocery store. I'm like, wow, they're doing pretty well. They're getting it out all over the place. And I thought, what a crazy concept. You have a company that made a bag of coffee and put a Black Rifle on it, and now they're a $1 billion industry. And a little later on, we happen to hit Macy's, and I'm walking through Macy's, and I see all these posters trying to sell cologne to me. And it's guys with their hair slicked back and all wet and no shirt on. And I'm like, that makes me want to buy it right now. Yeah. I would rather see some dirty ass, like some army ranger who's badass sitting there trying to sell me a bottle with a grenade. And it just clicked. And I'm like, the heck with it. I'm just gonna do it because it's fun. And it does appeal. There's a market for it. And I've proven there's a market for it based on just the limited run. Now I'm testing the waters with it. I put out the company. I did it all right. You did it correctly. I did the LLC, bonded it, did everything I needed to do, and then just built some and test the waters. And you learn from that what's going to go and kind of what's not going to go. And you just kind of audible. You make your adjustments as needed until you go from small scale to a medium scale. And then when you start medium scaling, you can go from that medium to large scale. So that's where I'm at now, is just kind of like at the bottom, which I'm proving the advertising works and that the concept is going to work because people love it. There's haters, you're gonna get them, and I don't care. You don't like it, don't buy it. Just don't, please. You can hate it all you want. I really don't care. It's fine. So that's the inspiration behind it, was just seeing that these guys took a coffee company and made $1 billion. Why can't I take a cologne line and there's a market for it because there's people like us out there that like guns. We like the 2A stuff. We think this is a kick-ass little bottle. It's cool looking. It has a theme to it. And then you expand on that theme and you take like Jack Lynx did with the Sasquatch. They made funny commercials. So I made a mascot and I called him Sergeant Amor, who's like the Sergeant of Love. And he's like the modern day Cupid. So instead of like shooting with a bow, stupid, hitting you with a bow. He's like going to smack you with a 50 cal or above you if people get all upset because a bullet hits you, or throws a grenade at your feet, it goes off and makes all these women love this guy. So there's all these little skits that I've been kind of designing, and I'll film them eventually. I did one with the bang. It was just kind of funny. The guy wakes up from a dream where he's, I don't know if you saw it, but the skit.
Is it on the I
It's
gotta go back and check the website then.
right on the website. If you go to lore,
Gotcha.
because I'm starting a lore page, like all of the adventures of Sergeant Amor, and
is gonna be cool.
it's fun. It's fun, and there's a lot of like really fun inspired things you can do with it. One of them was he's like going to rappel down, and he's looking at these two bad guys through a window, and he goes to like reach for something, and he hits that grenade, and it drops on the ground, and there's like this homeless guy, and it drops between his legs. He picks it up and it goes boom. And then there's this woman who you'd never, if she just like mounts him and he like disappears. It's like stupid things. Stupid little skits, 30 second skits that are just off the wall, stupid funny. And you don't take it too seriously. You just kind of roll with it. It's like, let's have fun with the brand. Let's do something. And then I'm gonna probably introduce a couple of women's lines for it. So I could do like a pink, and it sucks because that name, the name Bang for that cologne was great. It's just there was a trademark issue with it where I wasn't going to get the trademark because
Yeah.
there's clothing that you could wear, and the examiners felt like cologne you could wear. So we're not going to give you Bang. It had nothing to do with the energy drinks or anything. It had to do with simply the fact that you could wear Bang clothing and you could wear Bang cologne. So I'm not going to get it. Which sucks because I would have made a cologne called Bang Her, and it would have been a line. A pink bottle. No.
What if you just like kind of you can still use bang, but instead of her, just put
I
banger.
can use, yeah, banger. I could still use the term. It's just if I got challenged from Bang Clothing,
Oh,
then
yeah.
I'd have to cease and desist it, sell the rest of my line. Whatever I had left over. A lot of people are giving me a crap for the 50 cent, which I'm like, well, I get it. It's Curtis, Curtis Jackson owns 50 cent with a CENT, but, and it wasn't even really, yeah, it wasn't even
Don't know
really.
if I could focus on it, but it's with the S. It's
It's with a
50 cent.
CENT.
Yeah,
So I'm
right.
like, really? And they did deny that one too, as far as a trademark, just because they said it has parallels with Curtis Jackson. And I'm like, well, I didn't really do it based on Curtis Jackson. I did it based on a 50 caliber bullet, and then it was a cent, and it was like 50 cents. Somebody's like, that's like
Play on words.
it was a play on words. And somebody said, well, that's kind of like that rapper. And I'm like, well, damn, that sucks. Well, maybe he'll want to get involved. And that's what I'm thinking. Maybe he'd want to get involved with a line. That'd be sweet. So
It would be cool.
that would
He
be excellent.
bought vitamin water, so
Exactly. And this is
yeah.
a, and I think, honestly, it doesn't hurt his brand. I mean, it's pretty cool. It smells great. And like you said, that 50 cent one has that just to Cuban tobacco-y, cedarwood type scent. And it is very manly. It's like
Yes.
grandpa's like pipe, that type of scent gives
Yep.
off bold vibe. And I kind of messed up because I did put on the box that it was a toilette, an ADT, but it's actually a parfum. The concentration was higher. But I spaced it because of the bang was an EDT. But now I'm just changing everything to parfums because it's just so much easier to do it that way
Yeah.
and leave everything at one concentrated scent so it lasts a long time.
Which it does, because I think the 50 cent I put on yesterday, because I have a 4 day week, 4 day work week. So all throughout my work week, I tried each different fragrance, and that's why when I got to the 50 cent, it messed up my ranking system. Because I'm like, oh damn, I got to redo everything. Because I thought the break was my favorite, and I got to admit, I didn't follow the instructions because it says you only need one shot. I double tapped that sucker, man. I loved it. Oh man, I was smelling myself. I'm not even gonna lie. I'm like, is that me? Yeah, yes, that's me. That's me.
Well, the best thing is what your coworkers think. If they come by and say, "Man, what do you got on?" or something like that, then you're on to
So, so that's the hard part, because
it.
the
Take
position
everyone
I work
out.
in now,
Yeah.
The position I work in now, most of my coworkers, we all did the rough out in the weather blue collar work stuff, and now we're in an office job, so it's kind of like we still had that blue collar mentality. You got to walk by and be like, "Hey, what you wearing?" Because you don't be like, "Hey man, what are you wearing?" Because it just kind of awkward, like none of your business. Leave me alone. You're too close.
Space, give me my space.
Right. Speaking of the sense, I mean, God, so Chris, you messed me up, man, because I wanted to go down the ranking list
Go ahead.
from, well, I
Your
don't
rank.
have a ranking list anymore because like they're
Oh, some are
all.
gonna, but you know what? It's seasonal then, right? It depends on, so that's what you could say, is it seasonal? It's like I don't have a favorite. They all have their purpose or a specific purpose. Because I get it
I'll
too.
give you
Every one
that.
day I'll smell like brake and I'll be like, man, that thing's just that's just pops. And then the other day I'll be like, nah, no, this one's better. You know, so it's like every day you'll have a different preference on which one's your favorite.
This the Black Powder Podcast, let's get explicit. We got the wisdom hitting targets with a marked precision. We're having fun in the booth, we're running gun for the truth. Every future black gun owner, we're spreading the news. We do illegal, we're moving regal and blessing the people. Some hopes for the culture, we keep it locked like guns in a holster. Holding it down as we're loading the rounds. If they were nervous back then they're gonna be scared of us now. Black Powder Podcast, we'll be back in a while.